Dr. Seuss movies gross Hollywood studios $1.7 billion as leftists push to cancel the famed author. By Hannah Blow on March 3, 2021. On Monday, President Joe Biden snubbed beloved children's author Dr. Seuss in his presidential proclamation for Read Across America Day. On Tuesday, Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced that it would discontinue the publication of six popular Dr. Seuss books. But from Jim Carrey's turn as the Grinch in 2000's How the Grinch Stole Christmas to Benedict Cumberbatch's 2018 animated role as the Grumpy Green Recluse, films based off of Theodore Seuss Geisel's classic tomes have netted hundreds of millions of dollars in profits for Hollywood studios over the years. Despite leftist push to cancel Dr. Seuss, movie renditions of his classics proved to be popular in at the box office, consistently pulling in nine-figure worldwide hauls. According to Box Office Mojo, the five big-budget Dr. Seuss films garnered a combined $1.7 billion at the worldwide box office. Those star-studded titles include How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 2000, Universal Studios, $363.6 million. Watch Below. Cat in the Hat, 2003, Amblin/DreamWorks, $134 million. Watch Below. Horton Hears a Who, 2008, Dr. Seuss Enterprises/20th Century Fox Animation, $298.6 million. Watch Below. The Lorax, 2012, Universal Studios, $348.8 million. Watch Below. The Grinch, 2018, Universal Studios, $512.4 million. Watch Below. The $1.7 billion figure does not include TV specials, series, or digital copy sales. President Biden made waves this week after bucking tradition and excluding Dr. Seuss, whose real name is Theodore Seuss Geisel, from his presidential proclamation for Read Across America Day, which falls on the author's birthday. Biden's omission coincided with leftist attempts to cancel the author, which appeared to catch steam as Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced that it would discontinue the publication of six popular Dr. Seuss books, including And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. They attributed this decision, in part, to what the Associated Press described as racist and insensitive portrayals in the books. These books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong, Dr. Seuss Enterprises told the Associated Press. Interestingly, prominent Democrats did not seem to have an issue with Dr. Seuss in the past. Former President Obama, for instance, mentioned Dr. Seuss specifically in his 2016 proclamation, describing him as one of America's revered wordsmiths. Theodore Seuss Geisel, or Dr. Seuss, used his incredible talent to instill in his most impressionable readers universal values we all hold dear, Obama said. Vice President Kamala Harris also gave a hearty shout-out to the children's author in a 2017 tweet marking his birthday. Happy birthday, hashtag Dr. Seuss. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go, she said in celebration.